Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. But right to the front lines of history in the making. Lawsuit filed, no surprise. Donald Trump filed a lawsuit to stop the Treasury Department from handing over his tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee, which had subpoenaed them a long time ago. When Donald Trump was president, he obstructed and blocked every subpoena from the House. Nobody complied. Nobody turned anything over. Now that Joe Biden is in there, we have a different people running the Treasury Department, Janet Yellen. That doesn't mean they just cave in. There are certain confidentiality provisions that govern the Treasury Department, the IRS. They can't just turn over tax returns. But the subpoena from the House Ways and Means Committee has to be obeyed. And here's why. There is a law, a federal statute, that says that Congress can demand and get from the IRS any individual tax return they want. Now, what's the reason for that? The reason for that is not somehow to do what, say, Nixon did. Richard Nixon went outside the law and he got the tax returns of his enemies. He had a so-called enemies list. They were journalists who wrote unfavorable things about him, some Democrats. And the idea was, let's look at their tax returns, see if they made a mistake or did something wrong and get them. That itself is a felony. And Nixon did that. That's wrong. On the other hand, the Ways and Means Committee sets tax policy for this country. It's the, one of the most, that and the Appropriations Committee are the two most prestigious and important committees in the Congress. Yeah, you have the Judiciary and Commerce. I know all about it, blah, blah, blah. I'm telling you, if you were in Congress, you'd want to be in Appropriations or Ways and Means. And Ways and Means, setting tax policy, has a right to look at any tax return they want and see how people are reacting to the tax laws. Maybe they're lawfully taking advantage of some shelters that in retrospect are unwise shelters. Doesn't mean they did anything wrong, but it means that they may change the law. In Trump's case, it's a mixed bag. One of them, and I would say the motivation is, this guy is as crooked as a dog's hind leg, as we know. And how is he manipulating the tax laws? That's of interest. And then secondly, it's been not just rumored, but Eric Trump, one of his sons, disclosed that the Russians have been financing them for a long time. Well over 10 years. The Ruskies. Yeah, that's right. The Ruskies. Authoritarian Ruskies. A Russian oligarch came in Florida. Trump had a property that was valued at $50 million, 50 million, expensive. The Rusky offered $100 million. Trump took it. And with the extra $50 million after he paid off his debt, he paid it to a bank in Europe that he owed money. So what did the Russians do? They overpaid, but maybe they developed it. Maybe they made it into a resort. Maybe they made it into a hotel. No, none of that. They tore it down. They just tore it down. They paid $100 million and left it as a parking lot, and they didn't even use it as a parking lot. They tore it down. Well, that kind of thing gives rise to suspicions. It gives rise to my suspicions. And the Congress had subpoenaed it. The Ways and Means Committee did. Representative Neal, N-E-A-L, from Massachusetts, one of the great, very a great congressman. He's the chairman of Ways and Means. Very good guy, quiet, low key, not a bomb thrower, not a leaper and a screamer. But he's going to get it. He's demanded it, and the Treasury Department is going to give it to him. And quite frankly, they're going to look at it with experts. And remember, in Manhattan, the DA has it too. The grand jury has it. They have his tax returns. Slowly it's dripping out. You can't hide this stuff forever. Now, what are Trump's arguments for not turning it over? And they're unbelievable. Listen to this. Discrimination. They say he is discriminated against, Donald Trump's been discriminated against because they haven't asked for anybody else's tax returns who was president. Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, those gentlemen are deceased. The ones that are still alive, let's start with George H.W. Bush and Jimmy Carter. They're the oldest ones. Jimmy Carter's the oldest. Then you have Bill Clinton, then George W. Bush, then Barack Obama, and now you have Joe Biden. They all publicly published them. The reason why Neil of the Ways and Means Committee doesn't need to subpoena them is because they all release them in public, as every other president has done for decades. One of the exceptions was Gerald Ford, believe it or not. He didn't put out his whole tax returns, but he put out a synopsis. Trump didn't put out jack. Trump's going, oh, well, why don't they go after Jimmy Carter's tax returns? They're discriminated against me. Because Jimmy Carter published his tax returns. You can find them online. That's why. It's a really lame excuse. Plus, Trump's never really worried too much about discrimination anyway, at all. In this case, he just raised it. I don't know who he's using as lawyers, quite frankly, but that's what they did. So we're going to see his tax returns. I'm not. You're not. Not right away. Neil will. And basically, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee and the whole Ways and Means Committee will see him. And their staff will see him. And forensic accountants that they hire will see him. And if they start seeing LLCs with very innocent, chirpy names, like Liberty LLC and Growth LLC, and they trace the chain and they find they arose in St. Petersburg or Moscow, that's going to be a real problem for Donald Trump, a real problem for Donald Trump. And also, if it turns out that he wasn't paying taxes on these things, remember something I said in a prior show. You have three times better chance, higher likelihood of being audited by the IRS if you make less than $25,000 a year than you do if you make millions of dollars a year, but make them through a series of LLCs and various joint ventures, and they haven't been penetrated by the IRS. And the IRS was cut badly under George W. Bush. That has been a goal of the Republican Party donors for a long time. One way to do it, cut the IRS so they don't have the manpower to do audits, and they don't have enough money to hire forensic accountants. So they go after the little guy. They go after some people under $25,000 a year, but many of them in the $50,000 to $100,000 a year range. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The big fish are getting away. And recently in the infrastructure bill, Democrats proposed adding money for the IRS to hire more agents and hire more accountants and forensic accountants, because all the studies show that we're losing $1 trillion a year in taxes, not new taxes. I'm talking about people who commit tax fraud. And I'm not talking about bad things in the tax code, like hedge fund managers pay no income taxes. You knew that, of course. You listened to the show. Hedge fund managers, they make hundreds of millions a year, some billions a year, pay no income taxes. They had lobbyists go down to Washington, say, why don't we change the name of their income to carried interest? And that's taxed at half the rate of an income tax, roughly. In fact, less than half. It's basically taxed at capital gains. And that saved these people hundreds of millions. I'm not talking about that. That's wrong. And that is something that Congress has never overturned because the lobbyists get to them and give them contributions. That's what happens. What I am talking about is flat out fraud. Somebody makes millions a year, hundreds of millions a year in income, shuffles it around in LLCs and joint ventures, allocates costs to the wrong LLC, deducts, and bingo, they have this fancy tax return that nobody in his right mind who's normal could read and understand, and there aren't enough IRS agents. And the Republicans have blocked that reform that would let them hire enough agents since George W. Bush was president. So that is what is happening. That is what is happening. Now Trump is going to have to turn over his tax returns to the Ways and Means Committee, and they do have accountants, and they do have access to forensic accountants. So stand by. We'll see if he has to turn it over. I think he will. I think he will. I don't think the lower courts will block it. When it gets to the Supreme Court, it's 6-3 Republican now, but some of these Republicans, including Kavanaugh and Roberts, have shown a lot of independence in some cases. For instance, Kavanaugh is the one vote that kept the eviction moratorium alive till August 1st. So in this one, and they also did the right thing on the certification lawsuits. So on this particular one, I do not see them saying that Donald Trump is the only taxpayer in U.S. history who doesn't have to turn over his tax returns, because they are, I'm sure, crooked as a dog's hind leg. They have got to be seen, and the grand jury in Manhattan already has them. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.